Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox live. No recordings tonight. This is really me. And we're here with the Akashic Record Keepers, the masters, teachers, loved ones of the Akashic Record field. And I want to say welcome to all of you who are listening. This is an important night for me because it's 3 years ago today that we started this program. And it's been a wonderful 3 years as far as this program is concerned. A lot has happened in the last 3 years. And I want to really set it straight about my gratitude. I am in deep gratitude for the masters, teachers, loved ones, and the lords of the Akashic Records who have come through every week to give you information, to give you deep insight as to our humanness. Because that's what this program is about. This program is about grounded information from the Akashic Records that can be used by humans to help us feel more comfortable in our skin. And no other time is so important as it is now. We have great choices to make as a human race, and individuals can truly change the course of our being. Because as each one of us makes choices, we affect those around us. We're all members of the same grid. We have chosen to be here at this time, at this place in history on this planet. And it's for that reason that we communicate with you in a way that is meaningful. And so I access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer. This is a sacred prayer. It's a specific sacred prayer that has been handed down from the Pleiadians to the Mayans and to now the humans. The prayer itself originally was in Mayan, and it went from Mayan to Spanish to English. And so this lineage of the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records is who I work with. These are not quote-unquote guides. These are high vibrational beings that allow us to peek into, to access the pathway to the God within us, that we are in our most divine state when we're working with the Akashic Records. And so it's with this that I ask you all to be mindful of your life. Tonight, you're able to ask whatever question you'd like to ask. We don't really do futures. This is about a global questioning. This is about internal questioning. This is about understanding who you are. It's about understanding what your next steps are. Not because you'll be told what to do, but because you'll be guided with questions that only you have the answers for. We can guide you with the questions, and your being, the essence of who you are, will actually answer those questions within you. It's quite a remarkable process. Yes, I do individual consultations privately on the telephone, and if you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, I also will do them in person. But for tonight, you can email me your questions at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also call the line for the BBS radio, and I need to actually get those numbers. But you have to understand that this is open night. We can talk about anything you'd like. It's your night, as it is usually all the time, but tonight, again, is special. I really hope you'll participate this evening. It's a very special evening for me, and I really want to know you're out there. The main number for you to call is 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. And I'm here. And that's a rollover number, so if you call that number, you're never going to get a busy signal, But if you do, you can call 530-413-4511. And those are the numbers that you can call in today. Or you can go up to the website and see there's also a variety of other numbers. But they'll all get to me tonight, as will the number, the email address of info@akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M.com, just like the name of the show. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Are we going to talk about crop circles? Are we going to talk about crystal skulls? The crystal skulls have important information for us. And as we gather them, the energy builds to actually shift the DNA of our planet. So for those of you who are curious about the crystal skulls, I encourage you to call in tonight and ask questions of the Akashic Record. Hello, we have a caller. Hello? I can't hear you.
Donna.
Yes, who's this?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm much better than I was. Who is this?
This is Jackie calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Jackie. And what question
Hi.
Do you have?
Hi.
So tell us, what question do you have tonight?
About the crystal skull?
About anything.
Oh, about anything.
Yeah, in other words, like, I don't know what were you curious about? Why did you call in?
Well, I was curious. I want to get some information for my my mission in this life for my Akasha.
Okay. And so what you're curious about is the path that you need to walk down right now. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You know, it's interesting because the first thing that I see in your vibration, in what the Akashic Record Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones are showing me, is they're showing me you walking down a wooded path, very close to nature. It's like in a forest, but the path is open, and it was like the path is it's wider so that people could actually pass each other on this path. Narrow, but still there, and there's a lot of foliage around. And what I'm drawn to tell you is that you very much need to move back into your center of where the nature of who you are is from a place of joy. And what I'm also being asked to ask you is, what in your life now is taking you off balance?
What's throwing me off? I think what's throwing me off is me just not acknowledging who I really am. And I guess trying to fit into these molds that are just based on illusion.
And why are you allowing that?
You know, I really don't know. I guess fear, you know.
And what is the fear based on?
Probably false beliefs that I am transforming.
Okay, so take a moment.
That I'm transformed.
Yeah, now take just a moment and put your hand over your heart. Take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and allow a picture to form in your mind of what your next step is. And what is being shown to you?
Like a classroom, like school.
And what does that mean to you?
it's time.
It is
time. It's time for me to really step into my power, yeah.
Yes, it is. Now, I want you just to feel that. Because that what's being shown to you is very important, not just from a visual point of view, but from an energetic point of view. Because your energy actually shifted when you did that. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually feel it.
Yes.
And so that feeling of being on point, that feeling of being aligned, is the feeling that needs for you to go after. You see, that's your barometer of when you're on point. And the other piece is when you're stuck and you feel that you're dancing by someone else's drum, is when you have to stop and ask, what is my rhythm? What is my beat? What is my dance? Because every time you dance to someone else's drum, what I'm being told is that you actually feel tight around your throat. It's almost like it creates an anxiety within you that it creates a jitteriness. That's all I'm being shown. Does that make sense to you?
I understand. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so at that point, that's your barometer. You need to really listen to your body. And because your body is what's trying to explain to you what's going on, where you feel blocked. And so it's really about asking yourself, what is the deep joy that I am pushing away from myself that I could be embracing? And this is all not with judgment, Jackie. This is with great love.
Right.
It's about embracing what brings you joy. May I ask what you do for a living?
Yeah.
I mean, are you
I work for the health insurance company. Okay. I work for the health insurance company, yeah.
And is that what you want to do?
No. It's a total illusion. I can never speak the truth.
And so... Where in your life have you set yourself up where you can speak the truth?
That's where I think the school will come in. I have spiritual gifts. I feel that for the future my work is light work. I know that.
Yes, that's so true.
So I need to just need to be able to come full circle from the aspect of courage and just to step onto that path.
Absolutely to walk it. But it's really important that you understand that your security, your internal security and your financial security is actually what's stopping you. Your fear of not being supported by the universe. Do you understand that?
Yes, correct.
And so what's important for you is for you to create a plan of how you can feel totally supported by your own efforts and allow the universe to fill in the blanks. What they're saying is, it's not about quitting your job and letting yourself hang out. It's about creating a plan, a financial plan that you feel comfortable about and that you will able to be create, so that as you create your schooling and your learning, you are fully supported. This is not about you going off half-cock and saying, and then what happens when people do and they don't create a plan, they fall into the abyss of fear because the plan is supporting them. And what the universe wants you to know is that it's going to be very important that you create your own plan so you really understand what's going on. Now, this is not about having everything perfect. It's about getting your schooling in a way that you can do it while you're still working. And then it's about putting a certain amount of dollars aside that's going to be to support you while you're doing your work. Does this all make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Can you understand why that would be important for you to do?
Absolutely. I do.
What questions do you have about what has been said so far?
I don't have any questions. It's very clear. Very clear.
Have you listened to the show before?
Actually, no. I just got a new computer set up here. My sound card went out, so I haven't listened to many shows on BBS for a while now.
Well, I'm so happy and honored that you chose mine to listen to tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes, I am too, and thank you. Thank you for sharing your gift.
You're quite welcome. And call back anytime. Please let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
thank you.
I will.
But claim your power, Jackie, and become so deeply in awe and grateful for the gifts that you have brought forward in this lifetime. Please do not dwell on past life. Please do not go there. It's this lifetime that is the most important for you.
Understood.
Okay. Blessings
okay.
to you.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so this is your night, my dear friend. This is your night to call in. Hello, we have another caller. Good. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Where are you calling from?
From New York.
New York. Well, New York City?
Just outside Long Island.
Okay, great. All right. How can I help you tonight? Or how can the record keepers, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha help you?
Well, I really want to know my spiritual path. I want to know, like, my purpose here and how I can serve. I feel like I want to do light work, but I don't know what my path is. And I've just newly opened to this concept of consciousness and everything starting back in November when I saw a video and I could feel energy in my hands like a magnetic thing. And that just led like a snowball effect. Well, if this is possible, then what about this? And then I started opening up and reading everything, and I just want to learn as much as I can, and I would like to know what you could tell me.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, Frank, what's important for you to understand is that this magnetic energy that you have discovered, It's always been present in your field. You understand that, right?
Yes.
And actually, what I'm being told is that the strength of your hand has actually always been there, but it was almost negated because you weren't sure what it is. It's like you never really focused on it, so you never really knew it was there. So what the master's teachers and loved ones would like you to understand is that the power that you have in your hands is the power to be able to bring forth the alignment of individuals who are ready to have their grid work aligned. And I hope you're writing this down.
Oh, no. Well, I'll remember it. To have the grid work aligned, do you mean to do energy work?
Yes. And the reason I say it's important if anyone gets information from this program, it's important to write it down, because when you're in the energy of the Akashic Records, it's very easy to actually hear it consciously but forget in memory after you're done. So I ask you to write this down, because I won't remember what I told you. And
okay,
so it's,
I'm writing it
so
down
it's in, so what's important here is what they're showing me is they're showing me you holding your hands in front of you, your palms facing each other. And now this is what the just what's important for you to do right now. And anyone else who's out there listening, you can also do this procedure as well. So, but Frank, I want you to just take your hands about maybe 7 or 8 inches, maybe a foot apart, and have your fingers open and your palms facing each other.
Yes.
Can you do that?
I'm doing it right now.
All right. Now, I want you to focus your attention in the center of that line that goes between your two hands. Just imagine that there is a rod of energy, and in the center of that energy is a circle, and what they're showing me is bright light. So you've got a rod of energy going from one palm to another. And there is a circle in the center that they're calling it a circle of fire. But it's not fire to hurt. It's fire to ignite. And notice that there is an actual, you can actually feel the energy. Let me know when you can feel it between your hands.
I feel it now.
Got it. Okay. And so when you feel the energy between your hands, what's important for you to do is then become extremely grateful. And what you want to do is begin to thank Creator, thank God, whatever word you use for universe, almighty, spirit. And as you move into gratitude, just mentally start saying thank you. Thank you for this energy. You'll notice that it gets stronger.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting that you mention that, because it was getting progressively stronger up until about a week ago, a week and a half ago. I started having like strong sneezes or allergies. I don't know if it was because I was sick that it became weaker, but as the allergies went away, it didn't come back as strong. And just right now, as you said that, it was coming back with that intensity that I used to have.
Right.
About 2 weeks ago.
And so what you need to understand is what creates the intensity is the attitude of gratitude, if you will. It's moving into the gratitude of the divine that you hold in your hands. And if you were to take your palms and pray and have them facing upwards, it's as if there are two balls of beautiful white light. You can actually feel them in your hands. Can you feel those? The balls? They're beautiful. They may not be white to you. They can be any color you want. Color's not the issue here. But I'm seeing white.
I don't see color.
That's okay. Don't worry. Can you feel them? Can you feel a little bit of tingling in the palms, like a heaviness in your palms?
I feel something. If I move my hand just a tiny bit up and down, I feel it.
That's right. Good. And so what's important now, wherever you had those allergies, wherever you were having any kind of discomfort, I want you just to take your hands that have the light in them and place your hand over, whether it's your head, your sinuses, your chest, wherever that discomfort was, as an extra boost for it to be totally relinquished.
Okay, I have it in front of my sinuses.
Good.
About like inches apart from my face.
Good. And I want you just to again say thank you for clearing and relinquishing any discomfort. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe. Whatever your word is. And allow that energy now to flow through your sinuses, into your ears, around your head, through your body, into your lungs, and through your whole entire body to clear it. Remembering to take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
My sinuses feel okay, but they were getting better. So,
well, that's good.
I did feel did that to my sinus.
What's important here is that this is not about necessarily quote unquote curing as much as it is in releasing.
Okay.
You see, it's really about releasing whatever is in there that's holding you back, because your path, okay, and this is not about telling you what to do. What's being said to you is it's really about following what brings you the most joy and energy. And so the path of energy work is, if you're curious about it, learn about it until you feel that you've satisfied your curiosity, and notice where your curiosity takes you from there.
Okay.
Because right now, what's happening to you is you're reawakening to your divinity. And as you reawaken to your divinity, it will become more and more clear where your passion for learning will be.
Well, I have two things that really I want to learn. One of them, apart from my path and anything to do with energy with my hands, because I feel it and it's amazing to me. The other thing is music. I really love music, and I'm not trained at all. But I make it with my computer, and I don't know if, for lack of a better way of expressing it, I never plan on what song I'm going to make, and every time I try to make one, it's unique, and it's almost as if I'm surfing some sort of consciousness, and it comes to me, because, like, one day I made a jazz song, and I don't know how to play at all, and I don't know how sometimes these songs come to me. And do you see anything with music in my path? Because you said follow what brings you joy. And,
yes.
And learning this energy brings me joy because of, I had a mother that died of cancer, and I want to learn how to do healing work. But at the same time, music really brings me joy as well.
Well, there are wonderful programs for musical healing, you know. Music therapy for healing for people, but beyond that is that what I'm seeing and what I'm being told is that you are actually tapping in to your higher self when you're creating that music. I hope you're saving all of it. Are you saving it on your computer?
Yes.
It's very important for you to save it, because what I'm hearing is that you're starting to play various quote unquote soul songs. And these are songs they're songs that actually activate various energies within you, and also could eventually activate energies with other people. So it's really about, what I'm also hearing is less about you worrying about being trained. Unless you really want to take lessons, then you need to go ahead and do that. But to really just allow your consciousness to expand, so you create these. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there are many, many top-notch new musicians that don't know how to read music.
Well, that's what I. There was something that rang true a long time ago. To be unschooled is to be schooled, because
yes.
Like if you went to culinary school to learn French cooking, everybody learns French cooking, and like to not go to school was a way of discovering something within you, because, like I said, when I do this, every song is different, and I don't know where it comes from sometimes, and I'm just, like, following something. I don't know how else to explain it.
Then don't worry about it. Why have to explain it? See, it's not about right or wrong.
Well, I know, but I want to know, like, you know, to do what I came here to do, or is this just a diversion to make music, you know? Like, I want to focus my energy on what my path is. I don't know if that makes sense.
Of course it does, but I want you to understand something. Something that has been put in your path that brings you joy. and satisfies your soul and creates creativity and curiosity is your path, Frank. It would not have been brought to you or ignited within you if it wasn't.
And there was one other thing that I just popped in my head, probably like in October, September, and it's like a phrase, and it's raise your consciousness through music. It's, I don't know why this is always in my head, but it's been in my head before I started feeling this energy. Does that ring? Do they have anything to say about that?
Well, you have to, yes. What's important for you to understand is that everything is made of frequency and vibration. Everything on this planet is frequency and vibration. And what's important for you to understand is that when you create and raise your consciousness with music, as you said, what you're doing is you're actually aligning with the various centers of the soul, of the beingness, of yourself and others. And that vibration is what raises your consciousness, because it raises your awareness, because it raises your joy. And so that statement is what you need to follow. You need to, first of all, there are some issues here. It's so important that you move into trust of self here. And this is for everyone out there. It's so important that you move into trust of self and allow the inner being within you to literally take you by the hand and show you what brings you joy. Because that when you're in the aspect of joy, you're always in your soul's purpose. You are always on mark, if you will. You're always right. There's a right or wrong, but it's never a question of right or wrong. It's, am I happy? Does this bring me joy? Because what brings you joy is your purpose. And so it's what you want to explore. And you may want to actually put that statement into Google and see what comes up.
Okay.
And then notice, because there's many, many programs out there that will actually help you understand how important various tones and vibrations are. And once you understand the tones and vibrations, that'll even give you more insight. But don't stop creating your music. Just keep on creating the music and then learn whatever you want to learn separately, because that music is precious.
Okay.
Okay? And just remember, just put one foot in front of the other and realize that you're always going to be on point. You're always going to be on your soul's task, if you will, or purpose, when you're in the midst of your joy.
Okay, great.
Is that
Thank
helpful?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes,
I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep listening. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. And so it's very important out there, all of us, our purpose is truly to help ourselves find what our joy is. And there's many people that say, well, I don't know how to find what my joy is. And that comes from actually moving back through your life and your emotional timeline to really notice what information or what feelings you had, and to truly move back into the timeline of your heart to a time where you felt happy, to a time where you felt carefree, to a time where you felt joy. Even if it was fleeting, for you to really recapture that vibration, because that is then your barometer for moving forward. So keep on calling. I love your questions. These are great questions. Thank you, Jackie, and thank you, Frank, for calling in. We have an email question here, and the email question is from Tracy. She wants to know, who are the Arcturians? What is their relationship to me? And can the information that is downloaded to me from them be relied upon and trusted? So what's important for you to understand, Tracy, is that the Arcturians are high vibrational beings of which you are a part of on a different dimension. So you are scribe, you are a scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E, to them. And what you need to understand is to move forward with this information and continue to document what is being given to you. What's so important here is that the information that you receive be filled with love, light, and joy. Any information that is downloaded that would possibly be anything that would be critical is not from the highest level. But this is wonderful information that you need to look upon and look within. Now, Tracy, you also know how to open your own Akashic Records because you've been in a class with me. And if, in fact, you have doubts or you have would like a, quote-unquote, refresher information on how to work with the records, please call me offline and we can go over that. And for anybody who would like to ask a personal question offline or call in and schedule a consultation with me, my consultations go anywhere from a half an hour to an hour to an hour and a half, your choice. You can call me directly at 216-691-1233, and I will return your call, and unless I'm sitting at my desk, and then we can schedule a time for each other, for us to get together. But, Tracy, what's important here is the Arcturians are a part of who you are. They are, again, you have agreed in this lifetime to be their scribe. And so it's very important that you write down the information. Just don't just allow it to be downloaded. Document it. And I hope that's helpful. So again, we want you to call in. Please do give us a call at 415-762-1161, or you can also call 530-413-4511. Now, what's important here is for us to realize that we are in the midst of a great shift. And the great shift is about moving our and actually enhancing our DNA by our own vibration. And we enhance our vibration by moving in to our God center, to our divine center. And when we move into our divine center, we understand that God is not a controlling force. God is not a judgmental force. And that what we are looking for and what we need to look for in very real ways are ways for us to expand our love experience. And we need to look at how we can redefine what love is to us, what love means to us. It's not just about sexual love or love of children or love of spouses or lovers or even love of friends or even love of animals. It's an expansive love that we need to define. And so for those of you out there who know how to access your own personal Akashic records, I encourage you to ask the question, what do I need to know about the concept of love? What do I need to know about the concept of love? And for those of you out there who meditate or move into your own guidance, you also can ask that same question. Because it's the path of light and it's the path of love that we must go down. For that is what will truly realign our planet. If each one of us, now think about this, if each one moves deeper into the concept of unconditional love of self and of others, you become a column of light. And that column of light then is anchored to wherever you go. And the more light we share, the more light we exude, the more light is available for others. And it's not about them attaching themselves to you. It is not about that. It's about your light being there for them to understand and for them to use as an example, if you will. Each one of us needs to be a lighthouse. Our bodies need to house the light and move into the deep depths of love. Very important. And we must, all of us, find a way, again, to live our life in joy and happiness. It is so important. You know, we can't say that enough to you. That these are times that need to be really used as a time to move into great love, because that love will dissipate the fear. And so I encourage you now to just take a moment and close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath and move into the depth of your heart, allowing your heart to open, allowing the light to shine through. It's as if there is this beautiful flower of light coming from you. From the center of your chest, it's as if this beautiful blossom is unfolding, that is emanating with light from all of its petals, as the multidimensional you opens to you. Just take a moment to allow yourself to align to the fragrance, the beauty, and the depth of your holy heart. For some of you out there, it may cause a bit of an aching. Just bring in more light to expand it. There you are. And allow yourself to fill with that light, knowing that you are always protected by the liquid light that surrounds your being. The liquid light of love. The liquid light that just surrounds you so that no negativity can attach itself. It is constantly being washed away by the liquid light. Move into your self-acceptance of who you are. Move into your self-acceptance of all the things that you have to offer and all the things that are possible for you. You have infinite possibilities within you. And it's time. It's time now to chart your course of your joy. Allow whatever brings you joy to come into your field and allow those ideas to show up. Embrace them with gratitude. Embrace yourself with gratitude. And when you're ready, come back to the room. The message for you tonight from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records is to have you all see yourselves as magnificent creators. You can co-create the world you want. It's possible for you to put one foot in front of the other, to allow yourself to be all that you can be. This is a time to embrace the fear. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Don't hide from it. Embrace it. Embrace the fear and know that when you're stuck or you're hovering, that it's time now to move closer, to see deeper, and to embrace more of your fear. Because when you embrace it, you allow it to dissipate. Allow your fear to talk to you. Allow yourself to dialogue with your fear, so you can dissipate it, so you can see the flaws in it. Now is your time to step forth into your greatness, into your magnificence. Today truly is the first day of the rest of your life. And for those of you who were on board a few weeks ago when Elena Lynn Lieberman was here. She has the new book out called The Dynamic Principles, The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation. I would like you to encourage you to look into not only purchasing her book, but attending her workshop in Chicago that's coming up in March, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow is March, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. But the dates of her workshop are March 20th and 21st in Chicago. And so if you look up Dynamic Manifestation, that's her website, dynamicmanifestation.com, I encourage you to consider going to her workshop. Also, for those of you out there, I want you to know that if you're in Cleveland, there's going to be a book club at my wellness center in Euclid, Ohio, and it's going to be a book by Eric Butterworth. It's being held with Reverend Karen Schaefer. It's going to be doing what she calls Mindful Mondays as discussion. on Wednesday, March 3rd, I'm actually doing messages from the Akasha for those people who are in the Cleveland area. You can call me, and I'll give you more information about the location. And for those people who would like to learn about how to access their own Akashic records, I'll be doing that on this weekend on March 6th and 7th. And that's a level one, where you learn how to access your own records. And on March 12th and 13th, it's the evening of March 12th, and all day on the 13th, we're going to be doing a prosperity marketing workshop as brought forward from the Akashic records. And this one, on the 12th and 13th, you do not have to have any prior Akashic record experience. This is for anyone who would like to attend. So if that's of interest to you, let me know. And for those people who have taken Akashic record classes level one, there'll be Akashic record level two, where you learn how to read other people's records, the records of animals and the land, on March 26th, 27th, and 28th. So please call me about any of these that might sound familiar or you're drawn to, and I'll be happy to give you more information. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so we need some more calls. We have about 5 more minutes left in the show. So if you have a question, this is the time to call. We have time to answer your questions. It's been a great show. I can't tell you how happy I am that you're all listening out there and that you've made this something that you do on Sunday evenings. I know that you have a lot of choices, and I so deeply appreciate the fact that you've chosen Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio to listen to. So keep your questions coming in, and even in between time, if you have a question for the show that you want me to answer next weekend, be sure and you can email me at any time, and I'll make sure that that question gets on. If you have questions that you'd like answered on the show, feel free to give me a call at 216-691-1233, which is my personal number that you can call at any time. And again, if you need me to give you the numbers for tonight, you want to call in, and you want to call 415-762-1161 or 530-413-4511. Again, I want to thank you for the past 3 years of all of your wonderful questions and your support. And the messages I bring forward are for those people who are not only listening live, but also for the ones in the archives. I want to thank you very much. The other thing I want to talk about is the expansion of our DNA. And that is something that, again, is expanded. You probably hear so many people talking about love and joy. You're probably tired of hearing about it. But the reality is that that's the way we're going to get out of here alive. I guess that's the best. What I'm hearing is what's important to you, for you, is to understand that our souls are eternal and our planet is eternal. What we need to remember is that the easiest way for us to move forward from in the next few years that we'll have challenges for some is to move into that unconditional love. I have another question here. And the question is what is the safest way to meditate? How can I meditate in a way that I can feel that I'm receiving information? And what I want to tell you is that it's important when you're meditating to move to a place of peace to the best of your ability. Now, what's interesting is there's a difference between opening up your own personal Akashic records, which is not meditating, and then taking time for your own solitude to move into a meditative state. The difference is when you're meditating, you try to blank your mind. You try to just move into a place of stillness and stillness and allowing, which in many cases you want to be able to take your thoughts as they come and put them on the shelf to think about before. So it's really about asking yourself what is your intention for meditating, and then moving from the intention into the act of quieting your being. When a person opens their own personal Akashic records, it's not about blanking your mind. It's about once you actually say the prayer, that, as I said, is a specific prayer, once you actually say that prayer, it's about moving into a place of allowing the information to come forward. And it's about holding that energy of love that you have to allow the information to come forward. And this type of working with the Akashic Records is decidedly different than what Edgar Cayce did, because Edgar Cayce actually went to sleep or went into a full trance, and then he would come back out. When we work with the Akashic Records, through the teaching that I have learned and what I teach, it's all conscious. So you're accessing the records through consciousness. So my eyes are wide open and I'm in full personality when I'm working with my own Akashic Records. So I wanted to be able to share that with you. It's now in Cleveland, Ohio, 11:55. And we've now come to the end of the show, because Almeen's coming up next. And I want to tell you, again, how much I appreciate you. And so this is the time for us to say, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom third year anniversary show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. I ask you all to have a wonderful miracle-filled week, to truly love yourself, and to tell those you know you love them no matter what. Tell everyone you know you love them, including yourself. And I love you. Have a great week. Bye for now. This is Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom, signing out.